What is your headline from today where you came up just a little short against Michigan State?
Well, I thought it was a very, very physical, aggressive game, and we really struggled to score in that battle. I think we got the ball around the rim 40 some times in the game, but only scored at 18, didn't really make open arc shots. You know, we flew around and tried to get to the offensive glass, but we weren't efficient on the offensive end, and it really, really hurt us. You know, we cut it to 6, I think, with whatever it was, 3 minutes to go at that point in time. And then we missed a layup, and then we were flying around, and we tried to get an offensive rebound. They came up with it. Then we almost had 2 steals, and then we gave up an offensive rebound. You know, we almost picked it off, and then they took a shot, and then we didn't finish the play at that point in time. And I think Van Sluten got an offensive rebound. So their offensive rebounds are very timely ones against us. Well, and then we came down the court and turned it over. We turned it over a lot in the game, but again, very physical, very aggressive. I think that was kind of an issue for us. But again, the credit goes to Michigan State and how they did that. You know, and then we drove and we got to the rim, but we kind of took a tough shot. We didn't have to take a tough one at that point in time. You know, and then we missed. Then we get to the next time, we get a stop. I think they traveled or something like that. And then we get to the free throw line, we missed 2 free throws. So we just didn't have the ability to make the plays around the rim, or the shot that could kind of get us over the hump, or the free throws that could get us over the hump, or any of those type of things. And this team has been a team that's done a lot of that. So, again, I don't think it's a lack of effort, but certainly a lack of execution for us, and ways that we've got to go back and look and figure out how to simulate those and get better at them.
You know, and you don't have a game now until next Sunday. So I know that's a long time to go without a game, but it might be good to have just a rest. But do they simmer on this type of loss, or you make them forget it and move on?
Well, we have off tomorrow, and I think sometimes it's hard after, you know, a loss to have an off day in some ways, because you feel better. You feel like you've addressed it and you're working on things to get better when you get back and you watch film and practice and those kind of things. You know, but the reality is we need an off day in the worst way. Having 15 straight games in the Big Ten without a bye has been a really big challenge, and I think our young ladies have certainly done a great job through that challenge. But this one, you know, we've got it now. Continue to grow and develop and get better and get hungry and come back and, you know, figure out how to address some of the things that we weren't very good in today.
Yeah, you mentioned the physicality, Coach. What do you think it was about just this team specific? Because we agree, even from where we sit, we could see it was tough down there and physical, and it seemed like you'd been doing that to teams as well, making it difficult around the rim. Today, it felt like almost like the conversations we had in November and December of, we're getting shots and the ball in the area where we want, we're just not converting enough.
Well, we couldn't get shots really around the rim often with our post kids because of how they fronted. And so we turned it over. I thought we had 2 great opportunities. We were posting up Grace Grahowski, and we threw the ball into their hands. It's something that we've practiced going into this, but something that we didn't do a good job executing against. So when we did have opportunities, we couldn't get it there often enough. They did a good job of taking the ball out of our hands and pressuring us in that way. So that became really tough. But I think some of it's their length, some of it's their physicality, some of it is when you're, you know, when you're trying to pin and catch the ball, or when you're, you know, cutting and it's not a lot of freedom of movement at that point in time, or, you know, as you're driving it the first time you start to turn the corner, you get bumped off track. So I think there are a lot of different things that kind of affected us in this, but good opportunity to get better at working at those things.
You know, Coach, and tonight is senior night, and that is a celebration, and you don't want to diminish the accomplishments of these seniors with the outcome of this game. So how do you balance that when you're back in the locker room talking to everybody?
Well, I think senior day is a kind of a challenging day, very emotional day, certainly, and a day with all your family here and friends here, and we had a great crowd, and so that was a lot of fun. You know, but the reality is we've got a lot of season to play yet, and so, you know, we're not focusing right now on that aspect as much as, like, our ceremony was today, but, you know, beyond that, you know, hopefully we have our seniors playing quite a few games yet this year.
Yep.
Well, Coach, I know coaches are one game at a time. We've enjoyed the last couple of months, certainly the 9-game winning streak, and we look forward to starting the new streak a week from today in Champaign. We'll see you there.
Sounds good. Thank you.